In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
So we're talking all last week and all the week before, and we were chatting on Friday about the new podcast to do with the Stardust inquest and the Stardust disaster of 1981. The inquest recently returning a verdict that the 48/49 victims, because one of the women was pregnant, that they were unlawfully killed. That was the verdict reached at the inquest a couple of weeks back. It followed by a state apology in the Dáil by the Taoiseach Simon Harris. There is talk of reparation for the families, and there is even talk of a cold case review of what happened on that night in 1981. And we were talking to Damien Lane, the producer of the new podcast and presenter of it, on Friday. Just a couple of years before that, there was a disaster in Bantry Bay by Whiddy Island. Now, I remember it because I was a youngster, and I remember coming downstairs listening to the 8 o'clock news, and my mother and father were sitting there with, they weren't eating, they weren't having their breakfast, they were listening to the radio about this disaster that had occurred at Whiddy Island in the dead of night. And I will then remember, never forget in fact, the photograph on the front page of the Examiner, this enormous plume of black smoke. This was the Betelgeuse tanker, which caught fire and exploded in 1979 at the Gulf Oil Terminal on Whiddy Island in Bantry Bay. 50 people died, including a man called Tim Kingston. His son Michael was 4 at the time. Now Michael is a maritime lawyer. We've spoken before. And you are looking now, Michael, for the inquests to be reopened in the wake of what happened with the Stardust. You feel the same justice must be done for the people like your dad who died at Whiddy Island. Good morning.
Good morning, PJ. We've actually been, it's not a fresh request following Stardust. We've actually been working in parallel really with Stardust for a number of years. So there are a lot of similarities in relation to the failures that took place between Stardust and what happened in Whiddy Island. And there was a state apology last week, but what we've said, and I said in correspondence with the Taoiseach, that the Stardust apology is basically void of even an iota of moral authority in circumstances where the state can't engage in any meaningful way with the families of the Whiddy Island disaster, or indeed other families who are enduring eternal torture following loss in the Irish state, where it's obvious that it has not been investigated properly at a victim's inquest.
We now know that the Stardust was a disaster waiting to happen, and unfortunately happen it did. Was the Betelgeuse similar? For younger listeners who wouldn't really remember it, Michael, this was a huge... Go through it. What happened? And do we know, was it a disaster waiting to happen?
Well, I mean, first of all, Stardust was returned a verdict of unlawful killing, and that was because the Stardust nightclub in Artane was a death trap. There was foam. The seats were highly flammable carpets. I attended some of the evidence being given. It was shocking. The carpets on the walls, and then the doors being chained and locked, so no one could escape. So the duty of care to the Stardust victims was failed terribly, and therefore that's why there was a verdict on unlawful killing. In relation to Whiddy Island, what happened on the night in question in the early hours of the 8th of January 1979 was a small fire started at 12:30 to 12:32 as attested to by all the witnesses around Bantry in a subsequent tribunal. And then all the safety systems failed. The dispatcher wasn't in the control tower to call out the transfer boat. And everyone waited in a fit and healthy state on an offshore jetty. Now, just to be clear, this is a jetty off the island. Mm. Whiddy Island is in Bantry Bay, and the jetty's off the island. And Gulf Oil had, in the run-up to the disaster, removed the bridge to the island. They had removed two safety tugs and firefighting tugs that may have assisted in putting the fire out when it started, and certainly would have moved everyone away from the jetty. And they reduced all the fire systems on the jetty itself from automatic to manual. And when the dispatcher wasn't there that night, as confirmed in the tribunal, to turn them on, they had no ability to fight the fire, and then they had no possibility of escaping. So it was, and the fact that they were allowed to make those safety reductions due to no oversight by the government and breaches of regulation, it was an unbelievable, monumental failing by the state. And that's the analogy with Stardust.
Yeah, and I remember meeting you for the first time, I think, in 2009. You and I spoke when I went down for the 30th anniversary of Whiddy, and you told me those things then, and you've learnt even more now, and the parallels, as you put them, between how Stardust happened and how Whiddy happened, the parallels are as plain as the nose in your face, Michael.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Well, they are, and what happened in Whiddy Island and very similarly with Stardust. So what we have on in all of us citizens in Ireland is our final right is that our inquest is carried out correctly.
Yes.
And when you carry out an inquest, you don't just look at the narrow physical cause of death. You have to look at the surrounding circumstances as to how that occurred, how and why, and that includes actions that were taken by parties involved, in this case Gulf Oil, in Stardust, the nightclub in question, and you have to look at the regulatory position and where what the legal basis upon which Stardust was reopened was that only the narrow physical cause of death was dealt with in a rubber stamping exercise at the inquest. So death by inhalation of fumes or burning from fire. Mm-hmm. And that's precisely what happened in Whiddy Island. Mm-hmm. There was a inquest for all 50 people on the 12th of July 1979 in a file that's no thicker than half a pound of Irish butter on one day in Bantry. Mm-hmm. Where it was found only the physical cause of death, so death again by fire, or mm-hmm. in my father's case, who swam at the last, death by asphyxiation due to accidental drowning. That's not how he died. Yeah. And then in the inquest should have been adjourned, and there was a subsequent tribunal that established some of the facts, and none of that was taken into account in the inquest. Yeah. Just like in Stardust, all the failures, and then to make matters worse, in where Whiddy Island is concerned, there were two witnesses in the 12th of July 1979. Inquests who were witnesses, as we all have to have an inquest as to how you arrived at your place of work, the seven Irish people on the offshore jetty, and the Englishman Michael Harris, and then 42 French people, mm-hmm. crew, and you explain that in the inquest, and the two witnesses that gave the only two factual witnesses. Subsequently were found to have perjured themselves on the same set of facts in the tribunal, which happened after the inquest. So there is no reliable witnesses even on the narrow set of facts before you even take into account the surrounding circumstances in the 12th of July 1979 inquest. So they're null and void. So at the moment, the request has been before the Attorney General for some considerable okay. period, and now they have no option but to order new inquests.
Well, there is, and there's a lot of detail, and we could spend a lot of time here going through the stuff that you yourself have picked up over the years through your own work and the work of those around you. As a lawyer, Michael, you deal in precedent. Is there does what has happened with Stardust set a precedent now that Whiddy should be reopened?
Well, yes, it certainly does in Ireland, but we knew all along, and I highlighted this on the 40th anniversary in Bantry, in which you covered, PJ, in January 2019, that it's well known that, for example, the Hillsborough disaster in the United Kingdom and internationally under the European Convention of Human Rights, I knew that this was the proper way to implement the legal basis for dealing with inquests in Ireland, and Stardust is now probably the first inquest that's fully being carried out. I don't want to be disparaging to the very good work of coroners, etc., in Ireland, but we need a serious review in relation to the manner in which inquests have been carried out in Ireland. Unlawful killing is rarely put to juries, what Stardust has done is emphasised the correct imposition of how legally an inquest should be carried out, and it is creating a momentum within Ireland for inquests to be carried out correctly, and also obviously for Whiddy Island, it's put it in the spotlight, which is very important.
Is it a fair question to you, lastly and briefly, is it a fair question to you, Michael Kingston, whether you believe your father, Tim, was unlawfully killed?
Well, I would say to that is, I don't want to be responsible in any way for influencing any jury that may be selected, but I think the listeners can come to their own conclusions. No one should be left for 25 minutes, 50 people that should have been rescued on an offshore jetty, fit and healthy, by boats that were supposed to be beside the jetty, and they would be alive today.
Excellent, excellent response. I kind of knew that's what you'd say. You wouldn't give me a yes or no because it would be unfair. Thank you, Michael. Michael Kingston, son of Tim Kingston, who I have said many times before, Tim would be very proud of his son, trying to get justice for those who died. Proper justice, proper examination of why and how they died.
Cork's 96 FM.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.